This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday. You know, I've been tooling around the country, down to the Uncompahgre, where books 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 are set of the Threads West series, and been talking to lots of people. And you know, the concern that Americans have, whether you're left or right, and the concerns may be slightly different, is overwhelming. The attitude, the angst that people are feeling about the domestic situation, about the international situation, about the abhorrent quote-unquote leadership in Washington, the realization that's dawning on many people that we've talked about on this show for years, that this is all intentional. I mean, you can see the light bulbs blinking. It was a very insightful trip. Sold lots of books, met lots of great folks, but it was an eye-opener, a true eye-opener. And hello to all my friends down there in Ouray and Silverton, Pagosa Springs, Gunnison, Montrose. Great trip. Great seeing you guys. You know, next week I'm going to talk about a theory. I guess it's my theory for what it's worth. My theory is we're in World War III. And World War III is Western civilization against Eastern civilization. World War III is civilization against Islamic radicalism and jihad. And this war is escalating. It's spreading. It's going to have dramatic and dire consequences for us, for Europe, for Israel, and for the other, shall we say, Western democracies, Western republics. But that's next week's show. And I'm going to have some dots for you that I think you'll find very interesting to kind of support my theory that World War III is underway. Today, though, when I was thinking about a topic of what to cover in this show, briefly, so that you have time to read the articles, particularly the articles this week on immigration and scandal. I mean, where do you start? You know, it's just, it's a friggin' wreck everywhere, right? Look, one of the things which I think we can all agree on is that things are not going well. And I keep harping on this, but you know, Obama and his minions, the shadow government he has installed, the czars, the radical heads of agencies, the rogue management, trampling on First and Fourth Amendments of American citizens at the IRS, the EPA running amok and putting your food source in jeopardy, certainly the prices you pay for food in jeopardy, and energy. This is all part of a pattern. And you know, the incessant lies from the government, from Obama on down, are all part of a pattern. And I have to ask myself, are we becoming used to it? I mean, are there so many things happening that we're just shell-shocked? I don't know about you, I'm not shell-shocked. Although, I must admit, I'm surprised at times, and I'm surprised that I'm surprised, if you know what I mean. I think one of the greatest threats facing America, amongst many, 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 the currency, the attack on the currency by the BRIC countries, the rise of China, Russia, Islamic Jihad, you name it, is this problem at the borders, immigration. I can't tell you how much this problem, this catastrophe, which was planned, absolutely planned, orchestrated, on purpose, intentional, will rip the fabric of this country apart, divide us even more, ransack our economy. Did you know that 50% of the illegal aliens in this country and almost 100% of this flood of so-called undocumented children, illegal aliens, that are coming across the border right now are receiving some type of government assistance? 50% and 100% respectively. And that's coming right out of your pocket. That's coming right out of other things the government could do if it was capable of doing anything. It's coming right out of taxes, which siphons money from your pocket so you can't spend, lowers your quality of life, from the business you own or work for, so they can't hire, they can't invest, they can't expand. It's competition for jobs. And this nonsense that the left throws out, oh, they do jobs that nobody else will do, is just a bunch of BS. There's only so many jobs in the United States right now. You know, the new economic figures came out. 4% GDP growth. All the mainstream media jumped on the bandwagon. Oh, man, we're doing great. Well, listen, remember we had 0.1% negative growth the last quarter, which averaged out comes to 2%, which is anemic at best. And I absolutely, positively guarantee you, I'll bet you a whole set of my books that it'll be revised downward. Did you know that the GDP figures for the last 9 quarters, in fact, beginning right before the 2012 election, must be one of those coincidences, have all come out with fluff and fanfare, and they've all been revised downwards. In fact, that negative 0.1% in the first quarter of this year originally began at just under 2%, and then it was revised down, and then down, and then down. You're going to see the same thing happening. We've talked about the unemployment rate. The real unemployment rate, go to realstatistics.com, is somewhere between 11 and 14%, depending upon the state. It's higher than that in many of the inner cities and amongst certain ethnicities and races. This economy is stalling. These numbers are a farce. And, of course, we have continuing news about Obamacare. There's now 1.1 million, give or take, illegal aliens getting subsidies because there's no way to really track whether you're an American citizen. There's another 2.6 million people of the 4 million, not 8 million, that have signed up who should or should not be getting subsidies, and the government has no way of knowing because the computer systems aren't working. Many people, hundreds of thousands, it's estimated, think they have insurance, but they don't. I mean, it's a total wreck everywhere. The VA mess is so far from being straightened out. I mean, new revelations come out about that every day. I ought to do a show on what's not in the news. Because right now we're all fixated on Israel, and we're fixated on ISIS and the Islamic State. You know, there's always something to distract us from the other stories. The IRS emails, Lois Lerner, you know, calling conservatives and Republicans names. I mean, that's really no surprise, is it? The Benghazi hearings, which are just gearing up. They're going to be interesting. Remember, I've long said Benghazi is a torpedo that will sink the ship. But today I want to talk a little bit about immigration. Because it's a clear and present danger. It has been. It is now accelerated to, I think, the number one threat to American stability, sovereignty, and budget control. Let me explain to you, because it's very foggy and the press, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or they don't know or they're too lazy. The press has done a lousy job of explaining to the public exactly what bills are milling around Congress to try and do something about this mess on the border. By the way, Harry Reid won't allow amendments to the Senate bill. He doesn't want to bring it to the floor. Obama has said he'll veto it. You know, I mean, the beat goes on. All right, so there are bills now in the House of Representatives. John Carter and Robert Anderholt added language which strengthens the other than Mexican problem. Basically, this allows illegal immigrants from countries other than Mexico to either leave immediately upon being caught, or if they choose to stay, they would be processed and removed just like Mexicans currently are. Right now, there's this obscure law which Congress seems incapable of fixing, and the president said he would veto if they did try to fix, which says that if you aren't Mexican, you get special privileges. Why don't we say special help in breaking the law? If you are Mexican, then you don't get special help. Think about that for a moment. Okay, the president asked for $3.7 billion. I mean, this guy spends money like water. Of course, he spent $1.4 billion on the White House budget last year. So instead of appropriating $197 million to HHS, only $25 million in the House bill will go to HHS. This is, shall we say, cutting down the assistance that HHS can extend to illegal aliens to stay in the country illegally. And this is kind of in line with what the White House originally requested. I think they probably made a mistake in the request. The remainder of that $197 million instead is going to go to the governors of border states who will pay for National Guard deployment, or to non-border state governors who want to send their National Guards to help the border states. Now, that's a good idea. Okay, the bill to deal with Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, it's called DACA, D-A-C-A. This is the president's executive amnesty, which started this whole mess, as he knew it would, as he planned that it would in 2012, when he did that illegal, unconstitutional executive order. That would revert back to what's called the Cruz-Blackburn language, which essentially defunds DACA, but it would still be brought up as a separate vote. The problem is, Harry Reid won't bring it up in the Senate. So it's a good idea. I mean, not great, but better than what we have. But Harry Reid, as usual, who's sitting on 183 bills right now that the House has passed, including job stimulus bills, he won't bring it up. There's something that's not so good that has arisen with the various bills, too. There's 40 temporary immigration judges in this bill that will be appointed by the Department of Justice, you know, our good friend Eric Holder. I'm sure he'll just do a wonderful job. So Eric Holder will have the authority to appoint these judges, even though he is currently in contempt of Congress for stonewalling on several scandals. By the way, a federal judge just ordered the Department of Justice to turn over each and every document, no exceptions, no more BS, no more rope-a-dope on Fast and Furious. You know how far back that goes? Almost 5 years. The wheels of justice do turn interminably slowly. By the way, this bill, with some of these amendments and modifications, and there are others, but this will give you a general idea. This originally started as a horrendous piece of legislation. I mean, it would have just compounded the problem, much, I'm sure, to Eric Holder and Barry's delight, and Nancy's, too. Nancy, who says Hamas is a humanitarian organization. Wow. Holy smokes. And San Francisco continues to keep electing her. Think about that. And think about the fact that Barack Obama could not be doing this without the support of Democratic senators and Democratic representatives. The Democrats have dug this hole, and they can scream and yell all they want about the Republicans, who, by the way, ain't angels either. But the Democrats who support Barack Obama are every bit as culpable as Barack Obama and his minions and his shadow government. Every bit. And that includes Udo in Colorado, who is at best a two-faced, couldn't care less about you, only cares about your money and your vote, progressive. Bad news. People of Colorado, wake up, folks. Wake up. The bottom line here is that they have a 5-week recess coming, and of course, the president, who's very tired, he's exhausted from his fundraising and his golf, is going to take a 2-week vacation at our expense, somewhere around 11 to 15 million bucks. I mean, who cares? What's 11 to 15 million bucks for a vacation? In Martha's Vineyard for 2 weeks, here very shortly. With the recesses coming up for the House and Senate, even though Boehner called everybody back to vote on these bills, I don't think anything is going to pass. Or if it is, it's going to be a skeletal measure which will do nothing. That means the crisis on the border is going to continue to escalate unless governors step up to the plate like Rick Perry have and order the National Guard to the border. I think it's only images flashed around the globe of armed troops at the border that's going to stem this flow. And I think we're going to learn more and more and more about how this all came about and how the Obama administration, directly and indirectly, was complicit in all the propaganda that was unleashed in these Central American countries, which just so happened under DACA to have less stringent guidelines about returning illegal aliens. None of this is a coincidence, folks. It is absolutely carefully contrived, I hate to admit it, brilliantly conceived, and to date, flawlessly carried out, so long as you know that flawlessly carried out means they don't care about the immigrants and they don't care about you. They care about the political impacts of this mess. That's all they care about. And how to twist them into votes for themselves to retain power and to grow the government and decrease your individual liberties. And I might add, in the case of illegal immigration, dramatically subvert the security of you and your family. We've talked about this on previous shows. And undermine your quality of life and your personal safety. They really don't care. I hope you're beginning to understand this. I'm going to end the show here. And by the way, I urge you to kind of follow up, study up. It's very easy to find out information on this. Google immigration bills in Congress, or current immigration bills in Congress, and write your congressman, write your senators, get involved. This is a huge deal. This is not happening in some far-off land. This is happening in our country. And those porous borders have already allowed terrorists into this country. And there'll be more coming. Remember what I'm going to talk about in the next show, the Third World War, which I believe is underway. And our borders are a huge line of defense, which right now shall we say, lay there with no force and effect whatsoever. And it is going to affect you. Unless you get busy and raise holy hell. I suggest you start doing that right after you listen to this show and right after you read the articles. We'll talk to you next week. I think you'll find that a fascinating show. And I think that you will, at the end of it, purse your lips, grimace, nod your head, and say, the cowboy has a point. You have a happy Saturday. Be safe. Be well. We'll talk to you next week. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio.